Brad is on the line. Hi, Brad. How you doing?
Hey, Brian. I am. And how are you?
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, okay, I've got your article. Why must you never forget this one thing? Being Jesus, Part 6, Your Very Own Virgin Birth. Well, I'm scratching my head, buddy. You're going to have to help me here, because I don't get it.
Oh, wow. This has been months since you've been in such a position.
Yeah.
You don't get it. Because when we start out and you don't get it, you have a revelation.
Oh, well, that would be nice. I could go for that. But I read your article and I'm thinking, I don't know what the never forget. I don't know the one thing I should never forget. And I don't understand how I'm going to have my very own virgin birth. Help me. Help.
Well, the key word you just used should help you. I don't understand is what you said.
Yeah.
And the old Jewish proverb, which is so dear to my heart, lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways, trust him, and he will guide you into all truth. But oh no, Mr. Bruce has to use his brain. Oh well,
I do trust him. I trust him that he's not going to put some person who's just going to pontificate and read scriptures to me in front of my path. And if they got something to say, they're going to help me get through. I trust him in that. And look what I got. I got you.
Yeah, and look who started this. Huh?
Help me out. I need your help. I don't get it. That's what I'm asking for. Don't tell me, lean not on my own understanding. I don't get it. I don't even know what question to ask.
That's exciting.
For you.
You're incorrigible.
That's me, incorrigible. Now, one of us here is incorrigible, and one of us here needs to help the other one. That's you need to help me. So get busy, mister. What's going on here?
Well, generally, you highlight something that is bothering you, and from that point, we can generally get to a place where you can be helped, not by me, but focus on your place of discontent.
Okay, here's what I got highlighted. Why must you never forget this one thing? What thing? Help! What thing must I never forget? Just tell me what the one thing is.
You know, sometimes I think your challenges come from the fact that you don't ever get past the title. You know, why don't you just change the title? That's what you do anyway. So if you can change the title, maybe you can read down and you'll get to the place where it tells you what this one thing is.
I read your article. I don't know what the one thing is. What is it?
Well, there's two things, aren't there? This one thing and then another thing, which isn't this one thing. Did you get to that place? And then I know that I clearly...
Well, I just need the one thing. Let's just start me with the one thing. What's the one thing that I never should forget? I must never forget. What is the one thing?
Well, there's two things, though, see? That's what your problem is. Do you remember my old saw about the chicken and the egg?
Yeah, that's in here somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right here. What came first, chicken or the egg? Remember, this isn't this one thing. This is besides this one thing, which means it's not the one thing. I get it. So you're talking about what you're not talking about in your title. What's the one thing? Tell me what the one thing is.
Well, no. what I want to know is if you see that there are two things.
Okay, there's two things.
What's the other thing then?
You know, I just feel like you're just leading me down this rosy garden path and then saying, look, there it is right in front of you. And I'm saying, what am I looking at? And you're saying, it's right there. Take a look.
Do you remember the...
Why can't you just tell me what the one thing is?
No, it's too easy. What's the other thing besides this one thing? What is the other thing?
I don't know. I can't tell you what that is either.
There's two things. And they're clearly enunciated in my very clear, simple article.
enlighten me on the second thing.
One of the things is your virgin birth.
Okay.
And the other thing is, besides that, you must never forget that nothing is impossible if you believe enough.
Okay. Thanks. Let's talk a little bit about the virgin birth.
All right.
So the virgin birth, you're saying that, or suggesting in your article then, that I also have had this virgin birth, right?
Let's see. Is that what I'm suggesting?
Well, this is about your opportunity to experience the virgin birth, your virgin birth.
Yes, that's what this is about.
To experience my virgin birth, how does that happen?
Oh, boy. You mean you just want me to just jump right out and say it without pussy-putting around? Is that your challenge to me?
I am challenged. There's no question about it. I'm challenged by your article and its structure and its content. And like I said at the beginning of the call, I need help. How is my virgin birth, how does it come about?
How did the birth of Jesus come about?
Well, as far as I understand it, the Spirit of God formed the child Jesus inside the womb of some woman named Mary.
So it was what? What was the word you just used?
Formed.
Formed.
So you're suggesting that I can be formed as well, but I'm already formed.
Who lives inside of you?
God.
And how did that occur?
Well, I'm not so sure that I know that. I'm assuming that he was always there. The question was whether or not I actually recognized and acknowledged his, her, its presence. Oh, it's about awareness. It's not about there and not there. It's about awareness.
And where are you in that scheme of things?
Well, I'm aware. The Spirit of God resides within me. I'm aware of that.
Ah. And how did the Spirit of God get in you?
I don't know that, but I'm under the assumption that it was always there. That's what I just said.
But how?
I don't know. I've never asked. It comes with the package, so to speak.
Instead of wanting to rag on me for not being clear,
I'm asking for your help.
Is that all you're doing?
I'm not ragging on you. I'm asking for help in understanding your article. I don't know why you'd find that offensive.
I don't find it offensive. I'm just trying to get you riled up because
why are you a troublemaker? Why are you picking a fight?
Okay, here it is. Are you ready? Spirit of God, if we have to use that term, was formed in you by the Spirit of God.
Okay.
That's your virgin birth. How is it that you can understand that the fetus that became Jesus was formed in Mary's womb? Accept that.
Because there was direct intervention there, and in essence it's documented, so to speak, and I asked about it, and that's what I got. And I've never asked about my own personal formation, birth, or anything like that.
Hey, would you do me a favor?
Wait a second. Actually, I do have a pet theory about that. My pet theory is that my spirit was already with God, of God, and through God. When I was, this physical body was born, I came to inhabit it.
Well, now this is exciting because what this may mean is that all we're having a problem with is semantics.
That I would agree with you. So my virgin birth, my spirit arriving within my body, required no seed because it was already in existence.
Why are you talking about a seed?
Well, because virgin birth is a physical frame of reference.
To you.
Well, a virgin is referring to a woman who hasn't had sex. And birth is the physical activity of bringing forth a child from that said virgin. Fairly physical to me.
Have we ever had a discussion about physics and the new physics?
Sure, lots.
And we've had a discussion about our dear friend Niels Bohr. He's the guy that helped no few scientists accept quantum mechanics as physics and truth by using the word both.
Both?
B-O-T-H. Both are true. Okay. They're hung up just the way a lot of physicists are very, very, very bright people. Yet there was this raging fight for years because nobody could accept Einstein's ultimate theory, which nobody saw at first, that became quantum physics, which is just means the study of, or quantum mechanics, the study of things that are subatomic. So everybody said, it won't fit, can't work, doesn't happen that way. And Nels came up with the term both. Both are true, you idiots. And what is astounding to me, I happened to send this article off to a friend, and he came back and said, this is a very good teaching. You come back, same article, and say, I don't get it. And why do you get it and you don't?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you presented it in a way that is simple for him to understand.
Because you're thinking about it differently than he. That's all.
Okay.
It's that easy now. Look. I can tell you how we can arrive at this for you, because it works this way for you every, if you will just hang up and you'll ask Daddy, what on earth is this idiot talking about? Daddy will tell you, because he always does. He's never stopped yet. That's where you get your answers. Instead, you're wanting to understand some crazy old man named Brad. I think this is funny.
Okay.
And you're struggling with a concept. And the reason you're struggling with it is because you perceive it one way. And because you perceive it one way, you're looking at it one way, and you're insisting on looking at it one way. And I'm saying, wait a minute. You know, all you have to do, Ryan, is stop and say, wait a minute, there might be something going on here. And it's your processor. That's what's going on.
Well, okay, well, what does virgin birth mean to you, then?
The same thing. How you described it was perfect. In fact, I thought it was an exciting first time you said it. I was so excited. And it was so funny because when I first mentioned it, was in the podcast where we were talking about this very thing. I said, if you went a little further about, did you notice where I said virgin birth a little further on the article? Oh, yeah, he says. That's Mr. says. And then he goes off and obviously missed it. I tried to cover it up in this article. And obviously, all these, how many ever pages it is, didn't clear it up for you at all.
It's not part two I have confusion about, because it's very straightforward and I get it. It's obvious. There's nothing that needs to be said here. It's well stated. Where I'm stumbling here, I guess, is this virgin birth, my virgin birth. This is about your opportunity to experience the virgin birth, your virgin birth. How am I going to do that?
It's a term. And the term means something to you in such a way that you can't hear or see what I'm saying, which you already admit, so, and there's no problem. And I'm clearly saying to you that doesn't make you stupid. It makes you unable to see things from a different perspective. And you're not going to get there by talking, because language is obviously insufficient here. I'm going to say it again. Your virgin birth is the process, I don't care when it happened, but it's the process by which God formed himself in you. What you just said was so beautiful that he's always been there. Well, yeah, okay. I guarantee you, if you will do what you always do, and that's finally get on your face on the floor and beat on it, it will become very clear.
Okay, I'm going to have to ask. Because, you know, it is what I'm stumbling on, and it's this term, virgin birth. It's a perceptive language barrier, and you're calling something virgin birth, and I'm not sure I understand that instance in time or that creative process in the same way you do, so I'm going to have to go ask so I can understand it in my own language, my own understanding of what that means.
This really is exciting to me, and I mean that. I'm being sincere. It's fun. And not that you're perplexed, but that your being perplexed bothered you so much. You've already said it. It's very clear that it's just a matter of language. I'm hoping that many get this.
So are you talking, when you making reference to virgin birth, are you talking about the moment when somebody becomes aware of the Spirit of God within them, or are you talking about the moment that God interjects the physical body with His own Spirit?
It doesn't make any difference.
No, because it's just a time, right? And is that why it doesn't make any difference? Because it's just a time reference that I'm holding on to? See, because if I look at the doctrine of most Christians, they go, well, you're born again the moment you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, just like Christ did when He was baptized by John. But I don't agree with that doctrine, because I think that the Spirit of God always resided in Christ, and the only thing that happened when He was baptized by John was because He became fully aware of how intertwined He was already.
And that's the parallel. I agree with you.
Oh, okay. So then my pet theology or theory, whatever you want to call it, of the virgin birth that I just described, is you agree with that then?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Your hang-up is over a Christian's expression of a doctrine that has become a doctrine that you can't handle. I don't like. It means too many different things to too many different people. How many times have you heard me say that?
Yeah.
And that's what's going on here. You're just caught up in that ridiculous nonsense. You know, did Jesus say you must be born again? Yeah, that's right. But how did He say it happens? it's not of water. What we're talking about, a woman water being broken. It's not that process.
Yeah, I know. And you're talking about, but you know, you're just talking about the doctrine of born again Christians, and that is that you must be born again of spirit. But I don't believe that this is a fresh pouring of God's Spirit. I think that the same amount is always there.
I didn't say that.
Okay, well, that's just how it sounds to me when you start spouting off Christian doctrine.
Mr. Bruce, may I say sincerely, and I mean it, I love you.
I understand. I think I'm going to have to go back and reread your article from the perspective that I have now.
Ah, and what perspective is that, pray tell?
Well, what you mean by virgin birth.
Oh?
Yeah. And the one thing that I must never forget, well, you're right. I don't forget that because I got to post it up on my bulletin board.
Which is,
believe enough. Anything is possible. If I believe enough.
Ah.
I'm all with that thing that I must not forget. And I sure try hard not to. I'm trying hard to not to. And I'm going to go reread your article now from the perspective of what you mean by virgin birth.
Golly, can we have another podcast on top of this one then?
I don't think that's necessary. I think your article is probably pretty clear to everyone else but me. Thanks, Brad.
Oh, you are welcome. I'm so glad that I've been of service to you.
What I'm really happy about is that you never swore this time.
By the way, on your way out, please put a $100 bill in the plate.
Thanks, buddy. I will. Bye.
Hey, I really sincerely thank you for this call.
The pleasure was all mine, I'm sure.